أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors that He has made us among the ummati of the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummat. To be in this ummah is a tremendous favor of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةِ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ummat. Of all the ummat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most virtuous and the most superior compared to all other ummats. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with tremendous favors and has accorded him many privileges. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, أَوَّلُ النَّاسُ خُرُوجًا إِذَا بُعِثُوا. Although this ummah has come last, it will be the first of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first of all ummah to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Asbaquhum ila al-hisab. The first ummah's account that will be taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asbaquhum ila al-sirat. The first ummah to cross the pool sirat. Asbaquhum dukhulan ila al-jannah. The first of all the ummah to gain entry into Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Innal jannata hurrimat ala al-anbiya'i hatta adkhulaha. Jannat is haram upon all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam until I do not enter into it. And Jannah is haram upon all the other ummats until this ummah does not enter into Jannah. Until this ummah does not enter into Jannah, no other ummah will be gain access into Jannah. Although he has come last, he will gain entry into Jannah first. By coming last also, there is so much benefit for this ummah. By coming last, he has to wait less for Qiyamah. He waits less for Qiyamah because he has come last, he waits less. And we know that to wait, al-intizaru ashaddu min al-maut, to wait for something is worse than death also. By coming last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reveal his faults in front of any other ummah. Allah will not reveal the shortcomings of this ummah in front of any other people. We read the Quran. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the shortcomings of the previous ummah. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعِبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَلَا تَنْكُسُوا الْمِكْيَالَ. Towards the city of Madian, we send Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, and he told unto his tribe, do not worship anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not weigh less by mischief. We know that the shortcoming of the tribe of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam was that they were not correct in their dealings with one another. We know from the Quran that the faults and the shortcomings of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wa salam's tribe was they were involved in homosexuality. By coming last, this ummah's shortcomings will not be revealed in front of any other people. Not only in front of any other people. You see, Allama Iqbal, in one of his beautiful poems, towards the end of his life, had said, Leed agar hisabam na guzir, to az nigahe Mustafa pinha bigir. Oh Allah, if you have to reveal my faults in front of people on the day of Qiyamah, at least do not reveal it in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will feel embarrassed in front of my Nabi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith it is made mention, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be requested by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, oh Allah, do not reveal my faults in front, reveal the the faults of my ummah in front of any other people. Give it to me and do not reveal it to anyone else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh my Habib, if I reveal the faults of your ummah in front of you, will they not feel embarrassed before you also? I will not even reveal their faults in front of you. I will take their account and the hisab only by myself, that no one else must know. This is the ummah, my dear respected brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies his good deeds tremendously. He makes ibadat for one night on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Allah ta'ala rewards him for over 83 years of ibadat. This is this ummah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once made dua to Allah, Allahumma rabbi zid ummati. Oh Allah, grant more favors to my ummah. And Allah ta'ala revealed the ayat, man dal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana fayudha'ifahu lahu adhafan kathira. Who is there who will give a beautiful loan to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it and give it back to him. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Allah rabbi zid ummati, give my ummah even more than that. Allah revealed the ayat, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. Whoever does one good deed from amongst this ummah, Allah will multiply it 10 times. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the ummati makes an intention of a good deed, Allah ta'ala tells the malaika, write down that good deed. And when he commits the good deed, Allah ta'ala tells the malaika, multiply it 10 times or even more. But when he makes an intention of an evil deed, Allah ta'ala tells the malaika, don't write down that good, that evil deed. Perhaps my ummati, perhaps my bondsman will make tawbah and he will turn away from that evil deed. And when he commits that evil deed, Allah ta'ala tells the malaika, write down only one evil deed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, oh Allah, give even more to my ummah. And Allah revealed the ayat in the third supara, that whoever gives one dirham of charity, Allah will multiply it 700 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, if Allah wish, Allah will even multiply it more than that. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma rabbi zid ummati. Oh Allah, grant my ummah even more favors than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat in the 23rd supara, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. I will give reward to those who persevere upon my commands. Ajrahum, such a reward, bighayri hisab, which cannot be counted. It is without hisab. Respected brothers, there are many other portions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, inna Allah tajawazan ummati al-khata'u wal-nisyan. Allah ta'ala has forgiven the ummah with regard to those deeds which they have committed on the basis of forgetfulness, or they have committed a mistake, وَبِمَسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ, or they have been forced to do something against their will. A person is in Ramadan, Rodha, he is keeping sawm, and by mistake or forgetfulness, he drinks a cold glass of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is on the basis of forgetfulness. He has made a mistake. No qaza upon him. Because Allah says, I have forgiven the shortcomings of my ummah, which is on the basis of forgetfulness and mistake. Allah has forgiven that. Then furthermore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, مَثَلُ الْأُمَّةِ كَمَثَلِ الْمَطَرِ. The example of my ummah is like the example of a rain. لا يدري أوله خير أم آخره. One does not know with regard to rain whether the first portion is beneficial or the last portion of the rain is more beneficial. This is the ummah, it is like a rain. One does not know which portion of the ummah will be favored by Allah and which portion of the ummah, the beginning stages or the last stages of the ummah, will prove beneficial to the ummah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion said, Tuba liman ra'ani. Tuba liman ra'ani. Congratulations be upon those people who have seen me. Congratulations be upon those people who have seen me and brought iman, the sahaba. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Tuba sab'a marrat liman lam yarani wa amana bih. Oh, kama qal. But congratulations 7 times. Upon those people who have not seen me, and yet they bring iman upon me. Congratulations once upon those people who have seen me. Congratulations 7 times upon those people who have not seen me, but yet they bring iman upon me. Respected brothers, this is the ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is such a beloved ummah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this ummah so much. One can continue giving many examples with regard to the privilege which this ummah has in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reason why I have made mention of it is to deduct few lessons. One of the lessons is, in today's time, many a times we hear in the conversation of people, they glorify other people. They look upon other people with respect and honor as role models. And while it is true that certain communities, certain people have taken some teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in certain aspects of their lives. That is also true. But certain people look upon other nations with respect and honor, and they look down upon this ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many times do we hear in our conversation, "Aprawara iwa, our people are like this, our people are like that." Yes, it is true, some people have taken certain aspects from the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in certain aspects of their life and implemented it. And it is also true that there are certain people from among this ummah who have discarded the ways of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beautiful ways of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The example is like a person who has beautiful food cooked at home and he goes and look out for food outside. He goes and look at food which is not wholesome outside. You see, that is the example with regard that he has the beautiful teachings, but he discarded it. Why is this is true? This has happened. And our ulama usually give an example. Many a times we say that look at this, namazi also has become a chore. A person who comes, he makes salat also, he is stealing. He is doing other people down. Our ulama say, don't say that. Don't say a person who is making salat is commit this and commit that. Rather say, a person who is a chore sometimes comes to the masjid. A person who is a thief, sometimes he comes to the masjid. Don't say a person who makes salat and namazi, he is also a chore. Rather say it the other way around. He is a chore, but sometimes he has come to the masjid. Maybe one day Allah Ta'ala will give him hidayat. But generally, my dear respected brothers, this is the ummah that Allah Ta'ala speaks so highly about. Then why is it that we tend in our conversation to criticize and look down upon this ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We should be more careful with regard to this in our conversation. And also, I've heard a very beautiful thing. You see, once the South African Jamaat went to Nizamuddin, and Maulana Izhar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was giving them a talk, and someone said certain things with regard to another group of people which were not good, you know, which were not appropriate. So Maulana Izhar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi told the people and said, The way you look upon people, that is the way they will react towards you. If you look at the indigenous people of the world, this country, and every time you look at them and say, this is a chore, this is like this, he's going to do me down, he's going to come and steal, then your expectations will be fulfilled. But if you look at him with sympathy and said, how nice if he accepts Islam, then he will gain hidayat, then inshallah that expectation also will be fulfilled. The way you look at people, that is the way they will react towards you. If you look at people in a different manner, in a bad manner, they will react in a similar manner towards you. That's the first lesson we must learn. The second lesson that we learn, my dear respectable, from this, each and every ummati of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is precious. Even those people, even those youngsters, whom today we like to criticize and condemn, that they are off the line, they are like this, they have gone like this, and they are doing this, they are frequenting the discos, they are frequenting the movies, etc. It is true they have gone, but they have not realized their worth. That is why they are doing this. There are enough people condemning them. Is there anyone who can cry before Almighty Allah Ta'ala for them? Oh Allah, grant these youngsters hidayat. Let them realize their true worth, that they are the ummatis of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected brothers, if that youngster comes to realize his worth, that who is he, then he will cry before Almighty Allah. He will make repentance before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will put even the angels to shame. He will put even the angels to shame. There are examples of this in our life, in our history. Fuzail ibn Ayyad rahmatullah alayhi was a gangster in his time. But he heard one Quranic ayat. It changed his life. And till the day of Qiyamah, there will not be any scholar on Islam who will not take the name of Fuzail ibn Iyad, but will not say rahmatullah alayh, because of his great achievements. But he was a gangster in his days. The young amongst the ummah are precious, my dear respected brothers. Why are they not precious? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shared that among the seven people who will gain the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah, one will be the youngster who remembered and took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The elderly people of the ummah are very valuable. Why are they not valuable? When Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اسْتَحْيِي أَن تُعَذِّبَ ذَا شَيْبَةٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, I feel ashamed to give a person who has white hair and who has become aged with that with Islam and come with a white hair, I feel ashamed to punish him. That elderly person is also valuable. Each and every ummati is precious. And this ummah will only prosper if the ummah harness the enthusiasm and harness the strength of the youth for the sake of Islam. And the ummah will only prosper if we harness the experience of the elderly and they work together for the sake of Islam. But if the elderly people are looking down upon the youngsters, and they are like this, and they are like that, and the young people are looking down upon the elderly people, that they are outdated, then there will be no prosperity for this ummah. Each and every ummati is precious, my dear respected ones.